Kiseitzei l'alchomo al yivecho. Avada, all this forum explained that this is talking about that the ikur tachlis of a person in Olam Hazeh is he came down for the Melchomas HaYetzer. And it's a Melchoma al yivecho. Every person has to know that he has his oyev. Every person has his own nisoyin, his own yetzahara. And a person has to know to be mezgaber klapi oyivecho, his personal oyev. And you have to know that without going to Melchoma. But this forum also arrived that the Indian is Kiseitzei l'amolchama. A person with the Melchemes HaYetzer, it's such an important Yisoy, a person has to be on the offensive. If you're going to be on the defensive and he's already on your turf, the Melchama is going to be Asach Shver. A person has to take initiatives to go the Yadayim, Teitzei l'amolchama, to be on the offensive against the Yetzer, to be on guard. But you have to know, Taka, when you have Melchemes HaYetzer, you never know. A person has one Melchama, he thinks he was Menatzeach. It never ends. Rashi says, Kiseitzei l'amolchama, v'melchemes harishus hakasav nidam. V'melchemes harishus hakasav nidam. What's that, v'melchemes harishus? Even by dvarim of rishus, not only on black and white, klor, not to eat chazer and kiyam mitzvahs. Even on gray areas, on things of rishus, on things that you think this is parish. No, avdem is oichad o'am olchama. Avdem is oichad o'am. And it's always kisei the kisei til amolchama al yivecha. And it says by the molchama over here, ubochso es avio ves imo yerach yomim. This forum right that this yerach yomim is going on the chodesh of Elul. That the mezunder of the molchama here is on the chodesh of Elul. The Bnei Yisrael writes, it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Birtsois Hashem Darkei Ish Gam Oivov Yishali Oysoi. So he says, Ritsois is 696. That's the amount of hours there are in Elul. Last week we spoke about the Shamoit Shishim Shois in the Arboyim Yoyim. There's also the Ritsois. The Shois of Elul are the Shois of the Ritsois, and that's the Shois that a person can taka do, the Yerach Yomim, the Kisei Tzilam Ocham Aleivecha. The Chidor writes, that the words Kiseitzei l'amolchama al yivecha, the soif tevis is oy holecha, the soif tevis of Kiseitzei l'amolchama al yivecha. Because the person has to know, say if you want to be mefarish that the psukim here are talking kipshute about the molchama, a molchama in Eretz Yisrael, a molchama, and say if you want to explain it, it's a molchemes hayetzer. Either way, the soif is oy holecha, matoivu oy holecha. The soif of the netzoch in say and molchemes hayetzer, Barossi Yetzer Hora, Barossi Torah Tavlin, and that's the only Tavlin. On the Melchama, Keneged Umas HaOilam, Avada, the Nekudim, is Kiseitzei l'amolchama al yivecha, is the Oy Holecha. This forum right, it says also, Vishavisa Shivyoi, Kiseitzei l'amolchama al yivecha, you have Shevi, you take captives. Who's the captives? In the Melchemes HaYetzer, we know, the Gemara says in Yuma, that when a person does tshuva me ahava, his zedoinis turn into schuyos. So that's the shavisa shevi, you take captivity. The averis that you have are nepach into schuyos. That's the shevi of the Melchemes HaYetzer. The Chasam Sofer writes to a different akuda. He says, in the tachsise ha-melchama of the Melchemes HaYetzer, he says, you have to realize, when the Yetzer Hara comes to you to start shepherding with you, he doesn't come the first day and say, lech avoid avoid azara. He comes step by step, slowly, with small stiklach, till he slowly ensnares you in his trap. He goes, Zokta Chasam Seif, you have to learn, you have to learn from that. Who had been in the Melchemes HaYetzer? This is Yisoy, all the Balimus are talking about, the Chasam Seif is explaining it here in the Pasuk here. A person has to go with small Kabbalahs. You're not supposed to conquer the Everest the first day. The same way the Yetzirah against you and the Melchama didn't jump on you the first day. It's la'at, la'at, shtiklach, shtiklach, tzubislach. Oichet in the avoida of the avoida is also with small kabbalas, little by little, kabbalas ketanis. All the svarim talk about it. There's a famous mashal they used to say in the Vardik. What is the inyan of being adopted by kabbalas ketanis? Says a person is going to have to go on a train. Now if he buys, he has a tremendous amount of money for the trip. If he spends very expensive on the first class ticket, so he's going to get off. He's going to have to get off the train in the middle of the road, in the middle of Kislev, in the middle of the trip. if he paid for a cheaper ticket, but then it's going to be enough that he's going to be able to durch and durch through the ganze mahalach. So it has to be with Kabbalah's Ketanis. Farshteitzim, when we say though a Kabbalah Ketana, a person has to be Makabal Kol HaTorah Kula. A person's koi for even one frat in Torah is, you have to be Makabal everything. But the Nakuda is that you take one Nakuda, like the Chazal say, Pischel u'Pesach k'chudoy shel machat. So the Pshat is, it's a small hole and mamash like a needle, but when a needle makes a hole, it's a needle, it's shtechs. And it makes a hole, it's not like you put your finger in water and then the water goes right back the way it was. It's kaloy hoya. No, it's a kechudish shalmach, and it's very small, but it's sharp, and it's there, and it remains. From there, you can already start reopening, and open it, kepisrei shalulam. But it goes with the kabovas katanis. You have it by the parsha b'fastoyer, the pasuk says, le'dibra toyer elika g'di yitzahara. It's a shein of art from the sarsholami bells. Le'dibra toyer elika g'di yitzahara. So he says like this. It says, we know by tzitzis, by emerson, in this week's parasha also, gedilim tasalacha. Tzitzis. Tzitzis is matzel from chet, the Gemara in Menachas, famous Gemara, that a person was about to minach shalon a chet, his tzitzis gave him shmeistim. Tzitzis could be matzi from chet. Farshteitzich, it means if a person does the tzitzis with the right kavana, people don't even realize we're doing tzitzis. You wake up in the morning, you put on your tzitzis, you have kavana that you're doing the mitzvah. Kavana, the Bach says you have to have a special kavana to be mekayim, to remember the tariq mitzvahs by tzitzis. Is one of the few mitzvahs the Bach says there's a bazunda within kavana. So you do it with the ganze shleimus. So he said like this though. A tzitzis has 32 chutim. There's 8 chutim on each corner. So sach hakol leiv. Leiv chutim. The ganze hearts. You have all 32 chutim. He said a chiddush. This inyan that tzitzis is a segula keneged chet, it's only if it's mamish b'shleimus. Al pi aloch, if one chut of the 32, it's half of one of the double full chutim, the tzitzis is still kasha. So sugi and simen yedbeit, and shachan aruch, all the gedorim. With how much chutim have to be left. Oh, but he says, for the segula of tzitzis that it's mamash going to be mat for you, that needs the whole 32. That needs the ganze leiv, we'll say. 31 is not going to deliver that. You makayim the mitzvah, but it's not that. So he says it beremez. Loi is 31. Loi, dibra toira. The toira that's 31 is also good. Al pi toira halacha tzitzis hamaisa, dibra toira. Ella is 32. Ella is when it's keneged yetzahara. Only when it's b'shleimus, that it's the full 32, only then is keneged yetzahara. But the pshat is, if you do it, a person has to realize he's wearing tzitzis. A mitzvah, the ganze tzeit. With the ganze hearts. Like dibra toyer, ela kenegedi yitzahara, zok te chedush harim. What's the pshat? Hello, the gazach, the Torah was matir azazach. See, the pshat says, hey, if the Torah would have assered it, then that's the way the yitzahara works. When something's asser, mayim genuvim, Mevultas. The Torah was different Torah, Ela Keneged Yetzirah. The Torah is Kemachter Cheshbon. Machter is Mutter, and it's not a Zach that we're suggesting to do. But then it's Pashat, it's Moirit from the Yetzir. But Avada, the Pshat is, Dafka, one place over here the Torah says that it's Mutter, it's the teacher Punkfakert. Person sometimes thinks, I can't be Oymen in this Nesoyin, I can't be Oymen, it's not Shaykh. Person has to know that the Emes, the Beshefer, always, when he wants from you, it's exactly what he holds you're able to. Zestadok, that when he felt, when the Rabbanim Shlalim felt that his taka was going to be not shayach and he was matirat, his taka was matirat. So Rezich Nishnayim, if Astoyer is coming to teach you, like Dibra Toyer, Ella Keneged Yetzahara, all the times the Yetzahara comes to tell you, this is already too much for you, this you can't hold, you're not holding thereby, you're not holding this Madrega, you can't be. No, you could, yeah? No, the Pshat is, when the Toyer felt taka couldn't, and there one time the taka said, it gave a heter. The Maisi, if Astoyer is against a sugi oichit, so in Kedushin, Sanhedrin, it's a whole machloikis. Is it only mutter the first bia or even afterwards, or only after kol ha'maisim alal? It's a ganze sugya. Kedushin chafalef. One interesting idea that Ramban in the parasha over here brings also this machloikis. So we're talking about that the heter is only la'achar kol ha'maisim alal. He brings it to machloikis, and he brings it from the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin, as they bring to Ramban the Ritva also in Kedushin over there brings from the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. The MS is, it's Yerushalmi and Makis. Second parak of Makis. But this is the smach. There's a lot of rise to this. It's Negei and the Sugis and Makis by Gavbeis. That Mesechta Makis is not a separate Mesechta. It's the Hemshech of Mesechta Sanhedrin. And this is one of the rise they bring is Taka from this Ramban. He brings the Yerushalmi and Sanhedrin. It's Negei and the Gavbeis. The Hemshech, the Gemara says Makis is the Hemshech from Sanhedrin. one of the big rais, the Margolius Hayam, in the beginning of Sanhedrin, he brings, he says, there's a klal that all the mesechtes of Sisa Sidre Mishnah always go in the order of the Mount of Prakim. The storm of the mesechtes are set up as such that the biggest mesechta is always first, and then it goes based on the Mount of Prakim. Shabbos is the largest parak and mori, then Erevin, Pesachim. That's why Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is put in Beitzah, because Rosh Hashanah is only 4 prakim, Beitzah still has 5 prakim. So the problem is, in Seder Nezikin, so first of all, the 3 Babas Avad is 1 Masechta, that's 30 prakim. Then you have Sanhedrin, but then what's little Makis doing there before Shavuos, Erevin, Avodah Zarah? Shabbos, it's a Hemshech of Sanhedrin, it's 1 parak, it's like a 14 prakim. And that's the fight of the Hemshech of the Seder, Lagavi, the Seder prakim. Maisim Yitzacheni, there's a lot of rayas, the Mashmoyes and Rashi, that Sanhedrin was a separate Masechta. I saw once also, they bring down Sanhedrin has 11 prakim. The same way in the Keteris, there was 11 Samamonim, and the 11th one is the Chelbana. The Chelbana is the Reyach Ra. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Chelik Lo Yom Haba. That's of course only if you know Chelik is the last parak. Rashi and Makkah says that Elohim HaNachnokin is the last parak, and Chelik is the steer in Rashi. But upon him, the Chelbana, the 11th one is the Kol Yisrael Yesh Lo Chelik Lo Yom Haba. You have the sugya from Ben Soira Moira. In Ben Soira Moira, before you kill him, there's a Seder Advarim, it's V'yisro oisoi v'lo yishma aleim. V'yisro oisoi, you give him Malkus. There's a big Chakira. It says here, V'yisro oisoi. We know from the sugya in Malkus, right, in the Yon of the Yoyma, that whenever the Torah says Olav, and it's not Mepharish and Oynish, so we have a Giloi from... Also in this week's parsha, that it says, V'hoyim and hakes ha-rosh. And next to it, it says, Le'sachsim shabadisha. We learn out that any lav she'esh by ma'isa, a lav you get malchus for. And that's the cloud. Whatever it says, loy, the azhara, it means malchus. Farshteitzach, when the Torah is mefarish in oynish, then it's different. When the Torah is mefarish, skilus, right, the herakrenik, kashazomam, it's mefarish in oynish, then that's the oynish they give you. But still, there's a cloud, you always need an azhara. Ein oynish in elim kein mazirin. Where's the Azhara? You have to have a loy. Even if it says somewhere first, if you do this, you'll get skila. There has to be somewhere else also that it says loy. And that's the klal. Now, over here by Ben Sirid is a very interesting one. It says over here, V'yisru oisa. There's a chakira. There's Gerovkler, there's other achrayna. By Ben Sirid and Moira, it says V'yisru oisa. But the Gemara asks, M'ksubis. And it's Sanhedrin. But where's the Malkus? Where's the Azhara? It says V'yisru oisa. Give him Malkus. But where's the Azhara? So if the Gemara, the Azhara is because it says, Lo'soichlu al Adam. My soichel al adam is the azhara. So now there's a clear. Is Ben Soira Moira a regular lav? It says, soichel al adam. You're even the lav, soichel al adam. Oh no, Ben Soira, it's a mefarish oinish. The same way by Nisa the Torah was something mefarish. Here also the Torah was mefarish. What was the Torah mefarish? It was mefarish, malchus. It's also a mefuritic oinish. The mefuritic oinish is malchus. Granted, the azhara is from soichel al adam. There's a smachtus from the chinuch. The chinuch says that when he talks about all the gedorim of the Ben Soira, he talks about attack by the soichel al adam. Not by the etzem v'yisroisik. Le'seichel adam is the lav. But that's clear in the Seder Advarim. There's 2 parts to the Ben Soira Moira. First, he gets the malchus. If it goes weiter, then it's already skila. It's interesting. The Balaturim Shtels, it says Ben Soira Moira. Once it says it with a vav, Moira with a vav, and one without a vav. So he says, why does it say chaser without a vav? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin there are 6 things that were memayit that there's no Ben Soira Moira. If his father and mother are gidmin, chigrin, ilmin, chirshin, sumin. Or in Irshay and Biskayin, the Gemara learns out 6 things that it's not going to be the din of Ben Soira. But he says that's only a miyat on the chi of Misa of the Ben Soira Moira. The Malkus of Ben Soira Moira is even if the father and mother are not shovim in all those things. When it says the oinish of Misa, it says Moira without a vav. To be Maram is a miyat on those 6 things. By the Malkus, it says that Moira, Soira Moira with a vav. Because with the Avada, it's even with a vav. Now, Avada, the concept of Ben Soira Moira, that he's Nidin al Shem Soifoi, the Derech Ha Adarab, the Rabbi Shalom is Mavakar, and he waits to see if a person will be Chayzer B'Tshuva. Over here, we don't give him the opportunity to do Tshuva. And the first we'll talk about it. Why is Ben Soira different? But the Pshat is because what's Tshuva? We know we say in Rosh Hashanah and in Yom Kippur, we say Tshuva, Tfila, Utsdoka, Mavir, Nisroya, HaGezeira. And there's a remez that it says under those words, 3 words that each one is 136 together. It's all together. It's all 3 together. It's zois. But what's those 3 things? Soim, koil, and momen. As I stated in the master, soim, koil, and momen are the things that makes a person do tshuva. Oh, but the Ben Soira Moira is einenu shemeya bekoil Aviv Imoy, and he's Mechal Momin Aviv, Lashon of the Gemara, and he's Oichel Tartemar Basar, and he's not Tsom. So he's not Tsom, and he's not Koil, and he's not Momin, so he doesn't have that opportunity to do Tshuva. And the Gemara says that he's Nidin Hashem Soifoy, even Yishmol, like the Gemara says, wasn't Nidin Hashem Soifoy, Ben Soir Meir, is Nidin Hashem Soifoy. Rashi says, Soifoy Molastem Habriyas Vahargon, and therefore he has to get killed now. Yom HaZakev HaYom HaZchayev. So the Achronim ask Yisur Rav Shulei, this can other Achronim handle this kasha. Why does he get skila? You're telling me soifoy that he's going to be molastim as habrius. It's going to be so bad at the end, he's going to be molastim as habrius. And he's going to be killing them. Soifoy molastim as habrius for Hargan. Or Reitzeach is chayim herig. If you can't give him herig, so mamisa b'chol misa sheyucha. But the ikr din of the Reitzeach is herig. So why does the Ben Soir Moir get skila? The erst is soifoy molastim as habrius for Hargan. So Rabbi Shulev Diskin said, I saw three different eschoys, different halchim. First he says like this, he says, Be'emes nidin al shem soifoy. This ben soir amayr, nidin al shem soifoy, in the end he's going to do everything. He's going to be machal Shabbos also, and he's going to be oved avoy dezoro, and avad deserves skila, he's going to deserve skila. No, because this that he's going to be machal Shabbos and oved avoy dezoro, we wouldn't kill him now. Let's wait, see how it plays out. See how it fears eschoys. Oh, but he's going to be soifim alastim esabriyas v'horgon, he's pushing a menace to society, we have to get rid of him earlier. So the reason we're getting rid of him earlier is because Soifoy Milastim Abrias Fahargan, we have to save the Tzibur. Oh, but if we're already cheshbening to kill him, Hashem Soifoy, Sukumtim Skila. Sukumtim Skila, because Skila is the most chamardika one, he's Mustama going to be Nechshel and all the others. Hashoyel Yishal, according to Rab Shimon, Sreifa is the most chamardika. So maybe if anything, then Sarah should be Sreifa. Sreifa, the only things that are Sreifa is Baskoyin and Chamoysay. That's not something he could do himself. It's an aver he's doing with someone else, actually. Over Al-Kupanim, that's one cheshmen that he deserves skila. A different nusach I heard, the pshat is, Soifoy melastin habriyas v'horgon, he's going to do it on Shabbos also, right? The Soifoy melastin, he works 7 days a week. So it's going to be v'horgon on Shabbos. It's a different nusach. The Eretz Teretz was, we're going to end up killing him stampechel Shabbos, for Avoy Dezor. Now the reason Rashi stressed Soifoy melastin is because that's the sibo why we're doing it now. The Tzveit Teretz is, he's going to be molastim debrius on Shabbos. He's going to be molastim them on Shabbos. Another teretz I saw from Bishulei, the interesting chiddush. He says, we know there's the Arba Mises Bezin, the worst one is Skila Bada. But he says, the Emes, there are things that are even worse. If someone is a mass murderer, and he kills a lot of people, Be'etzim Sukumtim Afilu on Erga Einish. Even though Ritzeach is Beherig, a mass murderer Be'etzim Sukumtim Skila, Sukumtim the Erga. Now, Bederakal's not Negei, because after he killed the first person, see, he's a Bar Mavis, he's a Bar Katol. The Bar Katol. Or with the pshat is, if you're killing him al shem soifon, if you're killing him al shem soifon, kem necheshbon, the ganze chavilo, the ganze package deal, the ganze package deal, the soifon molast him, sabriyas v'horgan, so can come in him skiletak. And it's very important that you saw it, avada ben soir mordo loy hoyo v'loy nivro, in mitzias, nor it's droish v'kabel schar, we're supposed to learn out from it, and we're supposed to learn out, this, the Bali Musa bring out a vort, that it says by Ben Soir, Einenu Shemei B'Kolog V'Imoy, it says, in Ein Imoy V'Aviv Shovim B'Koil, Ein Inasa Ben Soir Amoyer, which Pashut means that they don't have the same voice. Oh, but it means more than just a voice. If they weren't consistent, if in the Chinuch, the father and mother weren't consistent amongst, between the two of them, and also Klapi the child, in Ein Aviv V'Imoy Shovim B'Koil, then it's not gonna, that's what comes to Ben Soir Amoyer. The Kloizenberg Rebbe, the Lerach Melitza, he used to read the pasuk differently. It's the same verb, but he read it differently. He played on the words. B'neinu zeh, soyer moire einenu. Shemeah b'kol aviv v'imah. Because he listens to his father and mother. V'yisru oisai, but if the parents are going to give him klep when he doesn't deserve, oz v'lo yishma'alei. V'yisru oisai, v'lo yishma'alei. Now Rashi brings, we said already the member, but there's more to it, the way the Yerushalmi brings it. Ben Soir Moirer, he gia toira le soif daitoi. Soif she mechal amom en oviv, u mevakesh li mudoi, ve ene moitzei, ve oimid beproshes drochim, and molastem es abriyas vargan. The lotion is that he's going to use up all his father's money, mechal amom en oviv, and then mevakesh li mudoi. What does it mean, mevakesh li mudoi? He's going to look for what he's used to. Li mudoi is what he's used to. He's used to using a lot of, spending a lot of money, a lot of cash. He's going to be mevakesh li mudoi. But in the lotion of the Yerushalmi, it says it different. He's yoish li proshes drochim, u mevakesh es abriyas, ve horiges anafoshes, V'soifoy l'shakech es talmudoy. Which means he's going to forget his learning. Take those scary zap. We're talking about Ben Soir Moir, and look what Matzik is in already. He's already Yoshev approaches Drochim. terrible matzah. These mekafeches and breeze, hoyerges and afoshes. There's still something that could save him. He's already a mitzvah. There's still something that could save him. If he remembers his learning. Ha'oyer shebo matzir lamotiv. In the seder and dvorim of this hidar, the root of this person, after he's already oymeh b'proshes drach, mekapach, abris harim nefoshes, over even earlier than that, could you imagine? V'soifoy l'shakech es talmudai. This is the Eretz Kazan. Ad kama that it wouldn't be soifoy l'shakech talmudai, is what to save over here. If it's even v'soifoy l'shakech talmudai, that's already where it's not going to be possible, it's not going to be possible to be matzalim. It says over here by the Ben Soyer, V'chol Yisroel Yishmu V'yiro. And the Bemis, it says it in a few times. It says, V'chol Ha'om Yishmu V'yiro in a few different places. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, by that you need Hachroza. By Amesis, by Ben Soyer Moire, by Zokin Mamre, and by Ibn Zoyman. Now, interesting, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Dach Peites, Arbet Zrichim Hachroza. And by all of them, it says, V'chol Yisroel Yishmu V'yiro. By Ibn Zoyman, it says it differently. It says, V'hanish Orim Yishmu V'yiro. So the Gemara, why by Adam Zoyimim doesn't it say the same lashon v'chol Yisrael Yishmuviro? Why does it say v'hanish orim Yishmuviro? So the Gemara, the loikuli al machaz l'sadu. So not everyone is roi for Adis. Some people are posel le'Adis. Someone that's posel le'Adis, what's the pshat? What's the inu v'chol Yisrael Yishmuviro? It's a musr shmus. It's a musr shmus. As someone's going to see, and sorry, remember, it never happened. But everyone could learn from that musr shmus what vitzafir in zich. But by Adam Zoyimim, not everyone's kashel le'Adis. And the Musa Shmuz of not being an Adam Zoyimin is only a Musa Shmuz for the ones that are Kosher Le'edis. So it doesn't say V'chol Yisro. Only V'hanish Arim, because not everyone is Kosher Le'edis. So I heard a Murray de Kakash. There's a Sugin Sanhedrin that declare, it's a Yisoy, that a person could say Nemon Olai. A person can be Makabal on himself that a certain Kosher Le'edis should be Nemon for him anyways. And if both Bali Dvorim accepted upon us, Nemon Olai Avo, Nemon Olai Avicha, Nemon Olai Sholosh Royei Bokar, you could be Makabal on yourself that even though this person is Kosher Le'edis, the Bali Din are Makabal on themselves. It's a Shaila, it's only by Din in Momin, it's even by Din in Nefoshes. There's Gedorim of Nemon Olai. So there's a Chakira, the Kvega clips. Is there Kasher Zomam by a Nemon Olai Nick? Someone who's really not Kosher Le'edis. Someone who's really not Kosher Le'edis. Nor the two Bali Dvorim said Nemon Olai. And then he was said Eidos, and he was Nimsu Zoyneman. He's not really an Eid. It's not the Parish of an Eidos. It's a Din for Nemon Olai. Or no, the Gedor of Nemon Olai, then it's Marish Eidos. And if it's Avis, it can also challenge sich the parashah from Kasher Zoman. Rabbi Kivay declares it. The Chayur, the Shailas, it's a Mefurshi Gemara. The Gemara says that by Adam Zoyman, it says, V'hanish Orem Yishmu V'yiro. Why? Why doesn't it say V'chol Yisro? Because not everyone is Kosher Le'edis. Yeah, but everyone, Chosh, you could say Neman Olai. And then anyone is Shaykh to that. So then it's Vayder, it should be able to say V'chol Yisro. Folks, it's given a Raya that there's no parashah of Kasher Zoman, unless it's real Avis, not by a Neman Olai. Because if it's Kasher Zomam, also by a Nemon Olai, even if it's not a real egg, so then it's Kol Yisrael. So I heard from another God, the Moir de Keter, it's a Dichoy, because it's a Kasher Rabbi Kivega, such as that is a Kasher. What's Rabbi Kivega declaring? It's a Chamafur Zigmar. It's a Kasher, but that first thing. So I heard a Moir de Keter. This is a Musar Shmuz. Kol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiro. A person has to know when he hears a Shmuz, he has to know that it has an effect on him. He has to right away make that effect that it has on him to put it into actions. Steltzua Dugman, it was a famous story once. I think it was in Belozhin, there was two bochum that were eating, and they were hounding about where a certain toisus is, and one of the bochum misquoted with daf is, and he had such agmas nefesh, he had thought that he was ready shoylut on the mesef that he could quote the right daf. So he ran this with so he had such agmas nefesh, he quickly ran away from the meal, and he went right away to the Beis Medrash, and there's a story on him that he stayed in the Beis Medrash for 10 years, he was giving food. A whole Seder Advarim. Lamaisa, he forgot the bench. So I think over, they said from Chaim Shmulevitz. If he would have benched first, Gornish Volta Kumfen. Was he right or not for benching? That's not the Shaila. If he would have been Mapsik first with benching, that is Iris that would have happened. Thus will Shonish given. You have to put his Iris right into the action. I was going to say, Amur Dikazach. There's a Musashmus now. There's a Hachroza. They're killing an Egan Zoyman. They're punishing an Egan Zoyman. Make Hachroza. It says V'hanish Orem Yishmu V'yiro. This shmuz is not for everybody. Elamai say even someone that's posel le'edus, it could be negay of him if. Yeah, but right now, no one said Nemal like him right now. The shmuz is not going to be choder v'atzmuta. Right now, it's not she sing a rhyme to him, this shmuz. It will be negay of him afterwards. Someone will say Nemal like him, and he's also negay of him. Oh, but yet, the shmuz is nishparev. So it's matzil that we have a pshat that we can be matzil that Rabbi Kivega maybe really that really there is kasher zomam on nevon alai shloi shroi boker. Or with the musa shmus for the hachrozo is nishdo. That's a word. You saw it. Then I can pack the parsha. V'asisa Michael legagecho. V'asisa Michael legagecho. There's a famous kasher from the achroinim. The Gemara says in Kedushin Daf Lamed Daled that Maike is the mitzvah essay shalav zman groma. We know the klal is mitzvah essay shazman groma loshim peturis. Mitzvah essay shazman groma loshim peturis. Maike is not a zman groma. So Frege the Achroyim, the Sharamelech, Rabbi Kveger, the Marit, they bring this kashen. Maike is a zman groma. It's not like on Shabbos. Can't build a Maike on Shabbos. Can't build a Maike on Shabbos. It's a zman groma. Can't build it on Shabbos. So the Sharamelech answers, and a lot of the Achroyim go with this Yisoy. We'll say Azan Usach. The Sharamelech says, are you the revealing? But we'll explain. The Pshat is, a mitzvah says, man groma is a mitzvah that the mitzvah says, don't do me at a certain time. Tefillin says, don't wear me at night. Sukkah says, only sit in the sukkah during Sukkahs. Tefillin says, not on Shabbos. Micah doesn't say, don't build me on Shabbos. Micah says, build me on Micah. Shabbos says not to build me on Shabbos. Micah is not what's talking. There's an Aryeh, a lion called Shabbos that's preventing you. That's not Zman Groma. Zman Groma is that the Gidrei HaMitzvah Mitzar Atzmoy says, Nish Tafazatzai, Nish Balayla, Nish B'Shabbos, only in Chayrif, only in Sukkot, only in Tishrei, only in... But if the Mitzvah says, build me a Gatzior, Micah says, build me, Shabbos says not, that's not called Zman Groma. So you do it, you saw the Achroni music, the Kama, the Kama, in Yonim, in the Yonim of Zman Groma. Now I have an idea. The Avnei Nezer is Choylik on the Yisoyid. The Avnei Nezer in the middle of a shtickel where he's explaining the chilik between Melchemes Shiva Amimim and Melchemes Amolek. Echad at the end of the parsha. But he says that Melchemes Amolek is Noshem HaPoter and Shiva Amimim Noshem HaChai, but he says a taich. There's a lot of Torah in this, but he says a taich because Melchemes even on Shabbos. But he says like this, Melchemes Shiva Amimim is not Chil Shabbos because even if you're going to kill one of the Oyevim, it's a Melochah She'initzricha Lagufa. But by Melchemes Amolek, where the Matorah is the Maiser Riga Alein, it's a Melochah Tzricha Lagufa, and then it's not Noyeg on Shabbos because it's a Melochah, and since it's not Noyeg on Shabbos, so it's a Zman Groma, and that's why Noshem HaPoter by Melchemes Amolek. The Kasha, that's only Ari de Reveal it. It's only Ari de Reveal it. That's not Be'etzem. I would say that according to Avinez, we have now a Kasha. What's with Maike? What's with Maike? Maike should be a Zman Groma. Gemara says Nishtaza. So I heard once from a Talmud Chacham, he said, Maike, you could hire a poil, yad poil ki yad balabais, and you could hire a poil to do. Meaning the emes, we're going to go now with the Avinezer, that the emes, even Ari the Reveal is called Zman Groma. So why is Maike not a Zman Groma? Because you could take have it built on Shabbos with a yad poil ki yad balabais, and it's a shlichus for you, machin afrayim, yad poil ki yad balabais. But fees that we have a big revach, there's a whole nother sugi, we're not going into now, but mitzvahs ksevi sefer Torah comes up in a few weeks. There's a shayla, Shagas Aryeh talks about it, that the Rambam is mashma that Noshem HaPoter, and Alam Mutchman, why are Noshem HaPoter from mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah? Why should they be Poter? Harbe Torah, harbe Yoy Nishbach alzeh, on the Indian of why Noshem HaPoter from mitzvahs ksiva sefer Torah. Oh, but the fiat varma now, we have a new pshat. It's not Noyegan Shabbos, and there's no yad poil, yad balabais, that ksiva sefer Torah. But Megazok, that's sefer Torah, Noshem HaPoter, because it's a Zman Groma, because he can't write it on Shabbos. Fashtetich, like Ruba de Ruba, the Achroinim is Zavadin is true, because like, come out all the Achronim, they say that Aryeh the Revealer, like I would say the same thing, so Hilcha Sefer Torah says write me, Hilcha Shabbos says don't write me. Oh, but if you go, then Avinezer we saw not like that. And in Micah we gave an Eitzah. How many of us, Anaya Pshat, it's a Torah that Pshat in the Ptur Noshim of Sefer Torah. Yeah. It's not like for Alas, the Lom is in. Gatz Gittin, you have a Rosa, because of law, Sefer Krisus. Asach, Asach, Masech, this stuff. Because of law, Sefer Krisus. There's a famous Kasha that Yerushalmi asks. The Mishnah says at the end of Gittin that Beishamai says that the only time a person's Megarish Ishtoi is if he's Motza by Erevis Dover. The other man there says, no, Afilu Higricha Tavshiloi, Mastamazoi, over Choldover, over Beishamai says, no, Eino the Megarish Ishtoi, Elim Kain Motza by Erevis Dover. Frekti Yerushalmi. Then Yeshu asks this Kasha also. Frekti Yerushalmi. So why do we need an Isser of Machzeg Rushosa? There's an Isser alive in the Torah, Machzeg Rushosa. Mamzeg Rishos, she's anyway zosta to you. She's a soita. You obviously magarish her because of Znus. So she's a soita anyways. Why do we need a bazundere isra of Mamzeg Rishos? Hare, the only you came to how you will magarish her is if she was mezanin. Only kimotz of Erev is dover. The doimel is that. A grush is also to a koyin. Why do we need a lav of grusha l'koyin? A grusha, by definition, is also a zayna. If the husband was magarisher, it was obviously because of matzav erev is dover. Now, in the etzem kasha, avad it's a pella, the pashtus, the shamay agrees that if they both agree, and it's a mutual agreement that they should separate their ways, avad, you could be magarish, it's only ena the magarish ishtey baal korcha in matzav erev is dover. Also, there's gerushin min ha'erisin pashtus, and their avad, it's not mitzvah matzav, no, it's not mukhrach, but it could be that there it doesn't have to be only matzav dover erev. And there are kibdes of terutzim. But the etzem shtel, that what if a person's only megarish ishtey because of matzav erev is dover, so then why do you need the lav of matzah grusha soy? It's anyways soita. And why do you need isra grusha l'koyin? It's anyways zoyna. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger. I'm shenyona de yoyna. Maybe it was matzah v'erva stover. And then you found him zoymanin. Maybe that was the story. I mean, it could be a guy that divorced his wife. And avad, we'll go like Beishami strict. His only way he's possibly divorced his wife is because it was the dover shebe'er. The Edom came that she was mazan. The second, that was the case. He divorced his wife because Edom came that she was Mazan. And then the Edom were found Zoynimin. They were found Zoynimin. Not Akosha, Akosha straight away. They were found Zoynimin. No, they were found Zoynimin. So the emes is that she's Taka was not Mazan. She's not a Soita. And she's not a Zoynimin. Oh, but the Maisi divorced her. We found it. Okay, that's right, Rabbi Kivega. It's Mishkachas by Zoynimin. So the Chassam Soifer, Rabbi Kivega and the Chassam Soifer, Rabbi Kivega was the Chassam Soifer's Shver. It's a big shame. So the Chassam Soifer, they have a shakla batari. The Chassam Soifer said, no, it's not a good kasha, because the pasuk says over here, lo yuchel bai laharishan asha al shulcha loshev lakachto, and the Chazal darshan on this, that this guy was hoitzi isha mitosh beis because of erva, and the second guy was took her in. So in the end, it's going to be the shnei ha isha acharon hakosav mevaser she soifu lisna oisav. Hakosav mevaser. Go marry a grusha who the first husband had divorced because of erva's dover. In the end, you're going to also have sorrows with her. You're going to end up having divorce also. If the ukimt over here, you're telling me mezetz the chayim da that it was nimsu zayimim, so succumbed to this. It was fine. In the end, it was nimsu zayimim. So I'm clearing. I don't know. Even if it's nimsu zayimim, but he didn't know that this second husband married her before. And what would be in Azad case? The second husband married her. Taket was Nimsu Zayna. Taket was Nimsu Zayna. And he divorced her, and she's not a Soita, not a Zayna, and it's only Osiros Grush. Because it was in the end, it was Nimsu Zayna. But the second husband, Beshaita, had married her before, he knew that. He was Neskavan Lechel Basar Chazir. It was Grad also Beyodi Basar Tle. Sekumtem Der Klolo. Now, I don't know about him. She certainly is a Miskina, right? Someone was malu a story, and it wasn't true in the end. It was really Nimsu Zayman. Suder Tzu, you can tell me the second husband's going to have to lie because he had a cheshman, the wrong cheshman. She's a kum zinish da'inish. Oh, but you can clear, when it's Nimsu Zayman, but b'shaitoy, it was that they thought that it was a matzav erev dover, does it have that klola of soif ba'al hasheni with sanoisa? You have later on, it says, v'hoi in ben hakas erosha v'etzdiku. This is the ganze sugi from Beis Amadeis. Mamash and Yonah the Yonah from Allah Zaykin Do. But the Pasuk says, Loi Sach Sam Shor B'dishoi, and says it next to Bahoyim Ben Hakis HaRosho. It's coming to teach you the Indian of Malkus, and this is the Gila that in Kol HaTorah Kula, you get Malkus. Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. I saw Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, what's the Hemshech of the Pasuk? Right? Pasuk Pshat, what's the Hemshech of the Pasuk? The same way, Arboim Yakenu. You're supposed to give this guy clip, but don't give him an extra one. What a person deserves, he deserves, not more. And that's the Hemshech, Leisach Sam Shor V'dishoi. A Shor, the Torah gave us, the Eibush gave us the Shor to plow with, and you're allowed to hit him even to make sure that he plows the Harisha. Over the Torah gives us, not Chasima, Leisach Sam. The same way, a Mensh is Azoy, whatever the Cheshbon is, give him the 40 Malkas. But Nishmer, a Shor also, the Eibush gave you that you can nutz it and take advantage of it and nutz it also. But with a Gvul, Leisach Sam Shor, that's the Hemshech. From the Lo Yosef of Arboim Yakenu to Lo Sachsam, Echad Ba'odam Echad Ba'hema. That's Poshet Shat, the Hemshech HaPosek. But the Drosh's Chazal was for the din of Malkus. Now it says Arboim Yakenu. The Gemara says, in Makis, Daf Chav Beis, Omar Rabba, Kame Tipshoi, Shar Inshi, the Kaini Mekame Sefer Torah, But like kind mikami gabaraba. People don't realize they stand up for Sefer Torah, they don't stand up for a Talmud Chacham. Don't they realize that in the Torah it says Arboim Yakenu? And came Chazal and they made it into 39. The Torah says Arboim. And Chazal the Chachmasim understood that it's only 39. So don't you realize to stand for them? So I saw Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshit says, the tifkat over here is that the MS, the Arboim Yakenu, was connected to Arboim Yoim, that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to bring the Torah. But it was Moshe Hosef Yamechad Midaitoi. Moshe was Hosef Yamechad Midaitoi, and therefore it was really only 39 days. So the Torah, the way it's written, it says it 40 connected to 40 days that was supposed to be. Moshe was Hosef Yamechad Midaitoi, and that's the Talmud Chacham, that two Zayf, that it's really only 39, because he was Hosef Yamechad Midaitoi. The Hosef Yamechad Midaitoi brought it down from 40 to 39. It brought it down to 39, and that's what brings that the Malchus is Taka only 39. They say a story from the Chiddush HaRim that they asked him, where do you have a Lukimta where, I mean, it's a Machlokes Tanaim, it's 40 or 39. Tanakam and Abiyuda. Where do you have an Afkamina, a case where there won't be an Afkamina? Okay, where there won't be an Afkamina if it's 39 or 40. So he said, we're talking about a person who did 39 Aveiros and he's chayv 39 sets of Malkus. Plus, he's a Shliach Bezdin to give Malkus to people. And yesterday he gave someone 40 Malkus. If the din is that Malkus is supposed to be 40, so he did exactly yesterday what he was supposed to do. And remember, he's someone who does 39 Aveiros, and he desires 39 sets of Malkus of 40 apiece. But the man, the Omar, that Malkus is 39, so he has 39 Aveiros, but really has a 40th Aveiros now, because he just gave someone an extra Malkus, and he deserves 40 sets of Malkus of 39 apiece. I think that the amount comes to the same. Now, the Pasuk says, Arboim Yakenu, Lo Yosef, Pen Yosef Lahakoisoy Al Eilo Makarabba, there's a famous word from the Beis Halevi. It says, you shouldn't give him an extra one, because then you're going to give him a real bad hit, Makarabba. You're not giving him a Makarabba, you're giving him one more. Zok the Beis Halevi, the Metzias is when you're giving a person Malkus, the set of 39 or 40, whatever it is, the 20th hurts more than the 10th, and the 30th hurts more than the 20th. It's a Seder Advarim. By the time you get into the 30, 31, until you get to 39, it's Tudvei Merin Mer. To give him that extra 40th one, if he's supposed to give 39, or 41st one, if he's supposed to be 40, that's already a Mako Rabba. That's much more. You don't have how much pain that is. Because it's a Seder Advarim of giving the ganze klep. Based on this, he's Mefarish the Sugya. We know the Mishnah says in Makas Taf Hey, Mishalshin the Momin, the Ein Mishalshin the Malkus. Which means that by moment, a fascinating thing, by kasha zomim, two edim was zoyim that someone owes 100 zuz, each one of the edim only has to pay 50 zuz. The sahakal is that the kat edim pays the 100. Nufrek the gemara, so the same thing with Malkus. They would taka zoyim, they said, this yid ate chazer, he deserves Malkus. We have to give them kasha zomim, they yarshin the Malkus, as if they ate chazer, lamazog and the nusa. Over, give each one 20. Give each one 20, and we mitzaref it. So the gemara handles it, it brings yalfusis. Why by moment we mitzaref, and by Malkus we're not mitzaref? Over the Beis Halevi wants to be in Farish Al Pidarka, the reason we're not Mitzarif is because the Zmoma of a Malkus of 40, of our Boyim, is a Zaklep of 40. 20 and 20 is not 40. 20 and 20 is not 40. You have to get that they should have that clap of the Gans of 40 clap. And the same thing he's touching up over here, that's what the Makarab is. Lefir Yosef, he's a very, very interesting Kiddush. Paris Yosef, Moir de Kiddush. Mishnah Makis, that Bezim and Aleph, Edis of Ben Grusha. Edis of Ben Grusha. You can't mamish make them a Ben Grusha. You don't make them into a halal. And instead, you get Malkus. Right? There was a halamina that you should mamish make them into a halal. But that, the Gemara is that from a pasuk you don't. I'm a super tak, even in that halamina, that you would make them a halal, l'chari you should give them Malkus also. You should give them Malkus. Normally, when you have kasha zomim of Malkus, you don't also give Malkus, because you're already giving Malkus. But hey, you're not giving Malkus, you're making them a halal. There's a cloud, you need an azhara for halal. Ein oinchen aguf elam kein mazhir. You need azhara, so the azhara is used up. I'm not sure if making someone a halal, what's the gather of a zaza? But the Maaseh, the Pasuk says, the Mishnah says, you don't. Elo loikar boy. How much does each one get? Each one gets a full set of Malkus. Zok the Paris Yosef, no. And here it's Tully. What's the gather of the Malkus? The Yadua, the Chakira? If the Malkus is for Leisana, that they were over the lava of Leisana, so each one of them separately was over Leisana, Avad, each one gets a full set of Malkus. But if this Malkus is somehow Behechrich, since you can't do the Kasha Zomam, it's a Kiyam of Kasha Zomam, Zok the Peres Yosef, a mind-boggling Chiddush. By Eide Ben Grusha, each one only has to get 20. What's the whole reason normally you have to get 40? Because they were Zoymim that this guy ate Chazer and he was going to get 40. And 20 and 20 is not 40, because 20 and 20 doesn't add up to that full, it's not 40. But here, anyway, they weren't Zoymim 100 Malkas. They were Zoymim 100 that it's going to be a Halal. There's Yalfus of Loyva Lezari that you can't. It was Mishadish, a Chiddush HaTorah, that Malkas could be a Kiyam of that. The Malkas could be a Kiyam of that. Give him 20. And that who says that's not the Kiyam? I know 20 is not 40, but who says that? Who says that's not enough? Who says that's not enough? Maisa Simir Shver, because the Pasuk says, Vitzdiku Arboyim Yakenu. And Arboy means Arboy. That's what the Paris Yosef wants to say. That if it's not Loisanadik, it will, by any Ben Grusha Taka, Mishalos in the Malkas. And interesting, I think this is the cheshbon. If those Eide Ben Grusha, the Zoymimim, a found Zoymimim, over there with the Zoymimim, would each one get now 10 because they want each one of those to get 20? Well, no, here, about each one has to get 20 because they were Zoymimim 20. They were Zoymimim at Tzvonsigis. They also have to get at Tzvonsigis. Here, ready? You don't have the Pirates guys, if it won't go down to 10 and Pachas Mikashir if it keeps on going at Saifa Oilam. Because the now you need Kasha Zama. The Zoymim of the Ben Grusha is Kasha Zomam de Kamalkas, Medusa. But on the original Malkas of the Ben Grusha, it's Mendes Chiddush that he says that it's not going to be Arboim, it's going to be Tzvansik and Tzvansik. We'll just figure out one Hargosha. In the Haftorah, it says, Berega Kotin Azavtich, Uvrachim Gedolim Akavtich, Murdeke, Yisoyed, I heard once. We're already in Golis, close to 2,000 years, Shrekel Chetzoris, different Kufis, different Aliyas, and you read this. In a Shreklecha Golis, and the Pasuk, the Novi says that this entire Golis is Rega Katan. It's a Pelot HaGazach, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to say Azanach, it's a Rega Katan. We don't see it as a Rega Katan. We had a Holocaust, we had Tachvatak, we had who knows what, we had a Gan Tzitzoros, 2,000 years. Oh, but the Rebbe Shalom calls it Rega Katan. Basic Nisht. Oh, but if that's a Rega Katan, Hage Ba'atzmach, Avos Meim, Das Berachamim, Gedoy L'makavtzeif, if this entire Alpayim Shnois Golis is called Rega Katan, Shtel Tzachfar, Mahobanish Kamusogam, Vos Tzayim, Yisol Zoycha Zayin, Avada Yetz, Rachim and Gedolim HaKadosh.